This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 11 for Friday, August 9th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was posting small gains in most months Friday morning, seeing a continued correction off the contract lows hit earlier this week. The November contract up $1.30 late in the day early in the day at $598.30 per ton. It had moved above the psychological $600 mark in overnight activity, but ran into resistance. Traders were busy adjusting positions ahead of the weekend. Gains in outside markets contributed to the firmer tone in canola, with Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil all steady to higher on the day. Persistent dryness concerns in parts of Western Canada were also supportive, although North American growing conditions remain relatively favorable overall. In the U.S., activity was mixed, with positioning ahead of Monday's monthly USDA supply-demand report behind some of the activity. Soybeans trading to both sides of unchanged, the November contract steady at 10.08 and a quarter per bushel. The USDA announced private export sales of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China this morning and an additional 212,000 tons to unknown destinations. Those exports were supportive, but relatively favorable U.S. crop weather continued to weigh on values with no major concerns in the forecasts. A strike by oilseed workers in Argentina continued Friday, providing some support. Corn futures, also pressured by the good U.S. growing conditions and a lack of any export demand there, the September contract down 2 cents at 376 per bushel. The USDA updated yield and production estimates on Monday will be followed closely, with average trade expectations calling for slight increases in corn yields from the July report. Wheat, it is posting gains in most months. Minneapolis spring wheat, 9 cents higher in the September contract at 594 per bushel. Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 3 cents in September at 555 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat up 4 cents in the September contract at 542 per bushel. Declining production estimates out of Russia and Europe were supportive, with Russia's Sovecon cutting their production estimate by about 2 million tons, and a French farm group calling for one of the smallest crops in that country of the past 40 years. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, August 9th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.